Arlington senior Monika Lee is not just a standout on the volleyball court, but one of the top students in the Northeast Side School. But now, the 17-year-old is facing unknown challenges. She was struck by a vehicle December 1st when stepping off an Indigo bus at 25th and LaSalle Streets near her home. Lee was in critical condition and a fight for her life, say friends and family. Doctors at Methodist Hospital induced a coma for 8 days as they assessed her head injury. But since waking, her mom, Elizabeth Grimes, says Lee has surpassed everyone's expectations.
She did a whole 360, you know, and I thank the Lord for that. People's prayer and stuff, it works. You know, doctor can say one thing and only one person got the last answer to it, so it works.
Many of those prayers have come from Arlington High School. Updates on Lee were shared daily at the school, and staff and friends have flooded the hospital room. Now, the Arlington Alumni Association is collecting Christmas items for Lee and her 9-year-old sister and starting a trust fund for Lee to attend college.
We got somebody bringing in something.
Alumni President Tim Bass says he got to know Lee while cheering on the volleyball team. Bass and a core group of alumni have been regular fixtures at Arlington in an attempt to bond with students and set a positive climate at the school.
It was just my duty to get involved and, you know, being there at the hospital every day when the accident occurred, you know, she could hear my voice even though she was in an induced coma. So when she came out after 8 days, when I walked into the room, she was able to look at me with a smile and able to recognize me and say, "Hey, Mr. Bass," that was a special moment for me.
Lee has now moved to Raleigh Hospital and started rehab. She has stood up on her own and is now relearning her fine motor skills. Despite a long recovery, Grimes says her daughter is already giving back the kindness that she's received.
She said, "Mama, I appreciate you. I love you." And I looked at her, I was like, "Well, you ain't got to appreciate me." I said, "I'm your mother and I love you too. So whatever it is, you know, mother's always going to step in and do what she needs to do."
Grimes hopes her daughter can return to Arlington early next year. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.